Shout hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! For it's by the might of your truth, revelation of Yeshua, we stand here today. We ask you to strengthen all Israel. Our friends that are listening, those they may hear this message in whatever form they hear it, may be a delight, a strength, and certainly a correction to their walk and the path that they're walking in. We ask it in Yeshua's name. Bless all Israel, I pray. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, this may be our last gathering, but may the strength of Yah fill your living. Yeshua's name, Shalom. Hallelujah. You may be seated, for the highest praises that can flow out of the bosom of Israel, it is the Hallel, the praises of delights, that we usher into the kingdom of the presence of Almighty Yahweh, for He takes delight in the tefireth, the praises, and the exhortation of His people, the Kedoshim of Israel. And so it is a wonderful thing that He presents unto Israel this opportunity on the Shabbat. We may come and esteem Him with great reverence, and that our lamb may delight in the abundance that He supplies unto Israel. For there was no certainty that you would arise this morning, but by the Ruach of HaMashiach, we are alive. And of course, I'm glad about that. I am happy to be alive, to have the Hayah, the living life of His Torah express from my bosom, that the life and the power of Yeshua may resonate out of me with abundance. It may flow like a river of water, and that this life and the fruit upon the tree shall bear its fruit in due season. We're certainly living at a time that is going to be cataclysmic. We're going to see some of the most dynamic things, and we must establish this above all things. Listen, Yahweh has it all in control. He is the one that turns the heart of the king. He is the one that caused the commotions to arise. He is the one that caused Ike, the name that they gave it, to rise up from the depths of the sea, to send forth His anger against a wicked people. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about those that declare they're Israel. For they are the Rasha. They are the Rasha. They are the criminals. They defy the Torah. And they think in their own putrefied, filthy, self-righteous ways that they are right. They think because of their actions or their deeds, not based upon Torah, but based upon their putrefied self-righteousness, that they're doing something that is pleasing unto the Messiah. And yet He pukes, He vomit upon their stench. Tzaddik, righteousness, exalts a nation. And sin, the ovan, the iniquitous ways that are Torah lessness, is a reproach to any people. And this nation has caused the reproach of Yah upon it. I entreat Elder Wyman, he was to speak today, to subside Let this man of Yah, in the simplicity of his expression, speak unto Israel. And I must speak. I must speak to Israel. Hallelujah. Israel must develop the capacity to hear. This is a generation that cannot hear. It cannot shemach. Because it doesn't know Yah. This is the generation, as Brother Patrick led us in the song, that we should shaha. We should worship. It has no ability to worship Yah at all. Because there is no converting, no changing of the love. I see it in the wicked white man's hearts. I see it in the vile corrupt black man's hearts. They go about establishing their own ways, and they're vile and wicked as hell. I see it in the hearts of those that call themselves Yehudim or Jews. Watch as I travel home of the day. Gas was $3.54, 53 cents, even 26 cents in certain places. Yet because of the wickedness and the greed of this nation, that's why their major institutions are falling. Their Lehman Brothers, their Barnes and Starnes, their markets. Because the love of the money is the root of all evil. And this is an evil nation. It's wicked. It's vile. And your sons and daughters, neither do you know the pure reality of the shaha of the worship of Almighty Yah. And as I drove home, gas was priced in that range. I went out on Friday. It's as much as $4 in every place. In Colombia, $5. And you cannot buy but 10 gallons at all. It's the greed of the wicked. And Yah has put it in their hearts to be greedy and to be wicked. And if we as Israel do not begin to search the intents and the motive of your own love, you're going to die in your damnable wickedness. You're going to die in your sinful practices. For it's one thing that David, he speaks unto us. It is something important that I must say today, and I will say it. I want us all to understand and to know that I am not a puppet of a mind. I'm a warrior. And this cowardly, weak, vile generation that is full of stench and wickedness because they don't know Yah. And your parents have not trained them in the principles and the disciplines of Almighty Yah that the fruit would bear in their lives. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. It is one thing that the Torah says that David, in the midst of all of his battles, he states emphatically, I want you to hear it. You write it down, but it does serves no purpose. You hear it, but it's not mixed with the emunah, the faith of Yah. And so the heart of Israel has gone after every damnable god, every vile, wicked thing. They've been given over unto every kind of unclean spirit. Because we don't judge tzaddik or righteously. We judge after the seeing of the eyes. And not according to Torah at all. I will judge to hell with your sons, your daughters. Let them all be damned to hell. You as well. I don't believe Yah will do that. Who destroyed the first world? And he took all the tzaddik out. Except Noah. They all died before he brought devastation. Sure he did. For the book of Yahshua gives us a detailed analogy. I removed them all. Not this damnable thing we learn in this pagan whore. Christianity. There's no such thing as the rapture. And we're going to be caught up after the great afflictions. And the trials. And that's why the world calls you to live in fantasy arenas all the time. I said to the young brother of the day, it is amazing that those that are in the Amish, the Mennonites, very few people ever leave their communities because they do not mix their teaching with this fictitious or the fictorial images that bombard your children, that their minds are shapen by these false images. And we're such ignorant parents, we have no life or the power of Yahshua in us because we love to play and grab ass and laugh and jocularity and folly. There's a time of soberness. And our minds must be sound. And we're in that time. I don't want your laughter. It's a time of great and deep sorrows. But that's not the message of this hour lies. You don't even know. I ask one other day, what is the message of the time that we're in? And one replied, it is repentance and salvation. Well, he was wrong. Because the scripture does not teach that. Surely they went everywhere and they taught the power of the resurrection of Yahshua. But let me read this because as Brother Patrick sang the song, there is no pure Yishahach worship unto Yah. And there's a reason why. We have been taught by a false Jezebel that we call, quote, church, unquote, and her deception has penetrated down through the generations. So we say, well, I will say, I'm sorry, forgive me, and that's it. That's not the way. The Yoshua. For the Torah doesn't teach that, nor did Yahshua teach it. I wish yours plainly. So many of us are not truly converted. You're not even saved. You walk in a fictitious arena. You walk in superfluity. You think because your verbiage is not expressed like him, then that gives you some kind of tenderness and kindness. Not so. Lies from hell. For father will take the rod on his son's buttocks and correct him. That is an expression of ahava, love. So will Yah, every son that he receives, every daughter, he chasteth. And he scourgeth. He put the rod to their buttocks to drive out that foolishness. Parents, the rod of correction drives the foolishness out of your children. You don't spare them for their crying. Because if you do that, then you will not save their nefesh, their being, their souls from hell. So you can continue in your ignorant way. His people are softish. He said, they're so stupid, it's pathetic. Of course, those that think that they are bright and think that they possess a revelational intellect, they're ignorant than the simple man. Because when a simple man hears, he becomes wiser. You see, that's what the Torah does. Listen, it says this, as David spoke emphatically from the depths of his being. He says in Tehillim, listen to it. Don't worry about turning. Tehillim 19:7. He says the Torah, the government, the Mishnah of Yah, the Torah of Yah is, it is Tomin. It is perfect. There's no flaws in it. There is no error. It is Tomin. It is perfect. It dictates to us and details the exactness, the preciseness of Yah. It is a living profound truth. This is the Torah of Yah. It is perfect. There are no flaws in it. There's nothing we can say to discard it or disregard it. David said that the Torah is perfect. Tomin. This is what the Torah does now. Converting. Changing. You see, we were never taught Torah in this Jezebel slot, this Christendom. You were not taught that. It takes the Torah of Yah to convert one. Converting, changing, a metamorphosis. Converting the nefesh, the soul, the breath. Even a man breathes different. He walks different. His life is different. We have negated the most principal component of doctrine. Yahshua is the power of the life of Torah. For it converts a man. And a man must be converted in order to have shochah, to worship. It is tomi, it is complete. The Torah is sound. The Torah is sufficient. The Torah, what is this Torah? It is simply His guidelines, His disciplines of life. He disciplined us in moralities and immoralities. He disciplined us how to eat, how not to eat. He disciplined us to keep our bodies in a position that it will function. He tells the men, by the sweat of your brows you earn your living. That you may have the physical power to withstand even the rigor of a day's labor. And so what this whore has told us, you go witness. That's a lie from hell. Our witness is our lives. That stands before a wicked nation, a light, a city that sit upon a hill that cannot be hid. These folks have no light today. I look among us, where's the lights? Nothing shines. Some of y'all are drunken in the stupor of your laziness. Oh, I'm lovable. You're not lovable. We're wicked. We're selfish. I'm kind. You don't even know what kind is, Jezebel. You don't know how to be sweet. Hallelujah. I back down for no man. For no one. Someone writes me from Oaksburg, Tennessee yesterday and says, Shalom, Pastor. I listen to the messages, the teaching, and I follow everything you say along in my scripture. And it's right. It has blessed me so tremendously. Keep preaching. And I shall. And I shall. You understand? I will get to the core of sin and I will root it out. To hell with your wicked sons, your vile daughters. Let them go to hell. Little Hannah said to me yesterday, as I had my head in deep thought, I think like that. There are times I like to be alone to think. And so I go to my little office off the back side of my house, and I think. I think very deeply. Not that there are deep thoughts of dynamics. I just think and meditate upon the things of Yah. And she looks at me and she says to me, as my head was down, she says with those eyes like her about her father, she says, Pastor Roberts, are you all right? She says, is your head hurting? And so I looked at her with those beautiful little eyes. I says, no, my little one. It's not my head is hurting. I have a hurting heart. My heart hurts. Not my head. My heart hurts. I said, my heart hurts, daughter. Oh, those words were great healing to me. Her compassion. Her simplicity of her expression. Her youth, babishness, unless we become as one of these little ones, converts. We shall not enter into the kingdom of Yah. It's a must. And so the most important thing in our lives, the Torah, we have negated. The Torah of Yah is tormin, it is perfect. Converting the soul, listen. The Torah speaks of the mighty testimony of Yah. It says the testimony of Yahweh is certain. It is sure. It's a sure thing. Is your sure sure? Yes. Come on, Israel. Either he is or he is not. He is the sure word of Yah. He is the words made flesh. And the testimony of Yah is sure. Making wise even the simplest of men and women. That's what the Torah and the testimony does. That's what they do. They make wise even the simplest of one. When they hear what Yah speaks unto Israel. And because there has not been an emphasis, a knowledge, a revelation of the Torah of life, Yeshua, then we do not know how to come before Him. Our worship. There are not many that are converted. There are not many that are what we call, quote, saved, unquote. There are not many that are what we call born again, but I call begotten of Yah. They're not begotten. They've not been received into the bosom of Almighty Yah. It's either, as I proceed, that scripture is a lie, and it is false, and it is based upon a false allegory, and that is what an allegory is. It is based upon something that is fictitious. And then you include the idioms and all forms of exeges, and then you come to a conclusion. So it's either an allegory or falseism, or it's either the sure testimony of Yah. And I will be gone in scripture with one that's had a tremendous knowledge of the revelation of Imat truth. And he spoke unto the gathering, the assembly there at Philetia. It says here, listen, Philetia. It says in the third verse, third chapter, Joel says, he gives us instructions as to what brings about this pure Shahar, the worship of Yah, and not this damn falseism. And something gets wrong with a man, sins willingly. A woman sins willingly, and there is no deep conviction of their vile, wicked actions, and the shame they bring before Yah. This is the spirit of Belial. It is the spirit of a pure dog birthed out of hell. I don't give a damn who it is. Shaul says in the book, he says, for we are the circumcision. There has been a Brit, a covenant, a Brit Milah. We are the circumcision. We are those which have been circumcised, which Shahar, which worship Yahweh, in Rock. And we boast in Yeshua HaMashiach. And we have no confidence in the flesh. Do you hear that? You see, we allow the flesh to impede us. We allow this carnal mind that is enmity against the Torah of Yah. See, the carnal mind is enmity against the Torah. It is enmity against Yah. It cannot receive the Torah of Yah. And so when the mind is against the Torah, it is a certain sound that, a certain assurance that it has not been circumcised. Well, how do we get circumcised? I will take us to that. That's why many people do not like me. And that's all right. I had a sister that called me other day. And Sister Roberts and Sister Laquila. And of course, I talk like this. And she says to me, Pastor Roberts, I listen to what you say, but I'm afraid of you. You frighten me. Your voice, the way you speak, what you say. And so I was very afraid to call you. I said, oh yeah, help me. I must call him and inquire of this situation. And of course, as I began to show her, I said, listen, daughter of Zion, don't inject in scripture your own concepts and thoughts. Just read it like it is. And when she could hear that, immediately her mind was opened. You see, there is a process of the circumcision of Yah, the Brit Milah, the covenant, whereby we know that we are in covenant with Almighty Yah. Yeah. And scripture shows us that. It is either the truth or it is a lie. So only those that are circumcised. That's why some of you all are dead as hell, because you're wicked as hell. That's why some of you have no expression unto Yah, because you're wicked as hell. That's why when Yah says, open your mouth and cry out unto Shahar and to come into the bite of Yah with the offering of Torah, you can't do that because you're vile, you're wicked as hell, and you have not the light of Yahshua.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The wickedness to Rasha is not the world, it's Israel. For his people are wicked. For his people are wicked. For the sins that were done in Israel, even the world didn't do some of the things they did. The sin that was done in Israel, even the world didn't do what they did. They didn't even do what they did. So among Israel, there's a vile wickedness that is so putrefied. So wicked. Full of stench. You can tune me out. It makes no difference. A fool always says no to Yah. Speak wisdom to a wise man, he becomes wiser. Correct a wise man, he becomes wiser. You correct a fool, they will hate you. You will get a blot. So I love to receive blots from fools. Well, scripture says, call no one fools, you're a liar. Shaul says, oh, foolish Galushia. He called them, you fools. You don't even know the word of Yah. You speak by a word that you have learned from one is as ignorant as you. And you don't know nothing. We don't have time for Yah. We don't have time for Yahweh. We do not have time for Yahweh. I was thinking this morning as we prepare for the feast to come, the feast days that are ahead. I said, Yah, it's one thing I like about the winter time. Not that I'm lazy, but the days are cold and it gives me so much time to study and to research things and to go back over things that I've learned and to get a greater understanding. We must be the circumcised. There must be a Brit Milah within Israel. And there's only one way it can come. Is that coming in another way? We must be begotten of Yah. We must have the birth and the life of Yahshua in us. And scripture shows us that. And it tells us how that is done. Look what it says in Jeremiah. It says in Jeremiah. It says here in Jeremiah, we are the mullah, the circumcision of Yah. And if you search out the etymology, listen to me. If you search out the etymology of the word circumcision, mul, is how it is enunciated in the Aramaic. It will tell you it is a cutting away and destroying. Our flesh has not been destroyed. We have the same lust we had last week. We walk in the same kind of wickedness we walked in 2 months ago. You do the same thing today. That's why you're not circumcised in Lev, and that's why there is no pure sound of Hallel unto Yah. That's why there's no consistent Omein. Because we have not the Emunah, the faith of Yah. I don't care if you don't like me. This is real here, all right? This is truth. We have been raised by a whore, so we have learned the ways of the whore. We think we're right. Hallelujah. You're raised in a family, and I've watched that as I grew. All the daughters were whores, and the ones that they produced were whores. The sons were dope heads, and all the ones were dope heads. They were jailbirds, and everyone were jailbirds. The whole, just generation after generation. I watched families whereby the daddy had nothing and the mother, but they had a strong constitution. They did not allow their children to do anything and just function the way they wanted to. And you saw, even though they may not have been the most educated in the sense of what we call education, this destruction of the mind, this damnable education system destroys people. Yes, and causes this arrogance of pride to rise in them. Damn your education, it means nothing. Shaul says that he counted all as a pile of duck's bush. Nothing at all. The only thing means anything is the Torah of Yah. When there is a mul, a circumcision, there's a transformation. When one is circumcised, it tears off the foreskin of one. And our foreskin, this fleshly aspiration, has not been brought down to the gates of hell. The scripture tells us to impel, to destroy our flesh and our ruach daily, because it rises up. When a man has the true Brit Milah, the circumcision of Yah, you see it in his expression. You see it in his countenance, his actions, his deeds, his walk. You see it that way. Same thing with the daughter of Zion. This is a phony generation. Why would this brother have to preach something like that if he tells us to be real? He knows the world is phony. And so undoubtedly the same characteristic of the world you see among you. And you that think you got something because someone did that or they sinned that way, and you think that you got something, you're a jackass of a fool. All have sinned and come short. But there are sins among Israel, Yah say, you eradicate that. There were sins that were committed, they would destroy those that committed it. It would take them out and stone them. The Torah has not changed. And when one transgressed the Torah of Yah, they may be alive physically like Adam and Shiva, but they were dead. For the life of the promises of Yah did not resonate in them and cause them to be jubilant and to rejoice in the abundance of his blessings. They didn't even know that his presence had been removed away from them. So we got these little passive men today. Think because they talk all tender like. Yah hates a tender, effeminate man. He despises an effeminate, a mischievous, a tender man. Man is the example of Yahshua. Yahshua says that. And so they think because they talk, oh well, slow. No, I talk vociferous. And I am bodacious. And I am loud. Are they loud at the football game? Yes. Loud at the basketball game? Yes. Come on. Are the cheerleaders loud? Yes. To get the awaken the people, right? Yes. So I'm here to awaken you. Hallelujah. Listen. Hallelujah. I said to the sister the night, the scripture says that the voice of Yah is powerful. Yes. And it's also majestic too. Yes. It's full of majesticness. It's powerful too. So he doesn't speak with a little whisper. Oh, I know he's still hurting the quiet winds. And that roar of Ike down there in Houston and Galveston, you can't hear anything. But Yah can speak through the storm. Yes. And it's a quiet voice. Yes. We're in a storm of life today. If we kind of vile wretchedness, the wickedness, and the degenerate mind of man that rules everything, and you feed yourself on their vile diets. We must feed our mind on the Torah of Yah, because that is what converts us. Yeah. This whore has been raised up. The dogs like the bitty hens. Effeminate men like T.D. Jakes, they're all effeminate. Yeah. 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 Effeminate men. And folks love them too. Hallelujah. Did they love Yahshua? Your answer so melancholy on that. We are sick people. I don't know how to say it. You're sad. Period. Hallelujah. Jeremiah speaks as he exhorts Yehuda with the instructions of Yah. In Jeremiah 4, verse 3. He said, for this says Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3. He says, for this says Jeremiah. Who? You tell me that the Most High speaks this? He says, I utter from the bosom of Yah. For this is what Yahweh speaks unto you, Israel, unto you, Yehuda, and unto you, Jerusalem. He says, I want you to break up your hardened, fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. The word of Yah is sown. It is sown among thorns. And the thorns overtake the word of Yah. Your thorny, prickly, wicked ways. The cares of the world, the thorns that prick Yahshua. He said, I don't want you sown among thorns. He says, I want you to break it up. Your religious ways, your religious attitude. Your way that has been based upon your Christendom. He said, I don't want my Torah to be sown among that. I want it to be sown in a tomin, in a perfect love. In a love that has been eradicated of its emotions and feelings. I want it to be sown in ground that is not fallow, that is not hardened with sin. And your own sin makes your ground hardened. That's what hardened your hearts against Yah. Prophets unto me smooth things, sweet things, Yah. Tell me I'm pretty and I'm handsome. I'm very charming. You're not, you piece of filthy flesh we are. Oh, yes, Israel. Who has brought more hurt to the bosom of Yah than the people that call his name? A dysfunctional, wicked, corrupt, effeminate people that have no strength. Where are the men today? Where do they stand? That guards the gates of Jerusalem. And where are the precious daughters of Tizayin that knows how to be quiet? The daughters that know how to be quiet. No woman got any business, no man got any business talking to anyone's wife. Period. I don't care if it's your sister. That's that man's wife. Has nothing to do with him. That may be her daddy, but she doesn't laugh with him. She laughs with anyone, she laughs with him. You ignorant generation, when a man leaves his father and his mother's house, he has a wife, he cleaves unto her, they become ichats. He has no business walking in the house if he's not there. He has no business visiting unless he's there. I don't give a damn because they're her brothers. They have no business going in the house unless he's there. Period. I don't care if that's his sister. He has to be the one with another man's wife. Give a damn what you say. That's what honor is. Let not our tongue be evil spoken of. Has no business. Have no business commuting with another man's wife. Or precious daughter to Zion. I don't talk to you all. If I talk to you, I talk to you here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't want no boldness from their countenance. I would be kind of shameful. So this whore has taught us differently. And so the women today, they're Jezebels. They have no... That's why the homes are broken into hell. That's why they have no daddies. Because the mama ain't a mammy. They don't give them sincere milk of the message of Yeshua. That's what a mammy did. She gave the milk. Slave master's child. They suck the milk of a titty. So we don't have the sincere milk of the message today. No mothers want to teach. They don't even teach their children. They teach them how to be hellish and wicked. Teach them how to act like jackasses and clowns. Look, I'm not looking for our favoritism. Believe me. There are very few men that I talk to because I just don't find men to talk to. I'm just being honest. I just don't find them. So there are very few I talk to. I don't talk much. I talk to me. I talk to Yah. I do. Sometimes Sister Robert said, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking to me here. Yeah, that's what I just talk to me. I talk, man. Sister Robert said, what in the world? Just talking to me. Well, I'm talking to him that is in me. You understand? And then he always takes me to the book, to scripture. We despise it. I'm going to read what's in the book. Jeremiah 4:3. For this says Yahweh to the men of Yehuda and Jerusalem, break up the fallow ground. And do not sow among thorns. Look what he commands them. He says, mul. He says, destroy. To cut short, to cut off. He says, mul. Circumcise yourself to Yahweh. Is that what it says? That you circumcise yourself to Yahweh. And he tells them to take away the Allah or the foreskins. That's an amazing word, the Allah, or the Allah of Yah, the foreskin. It repels against the Torah or the law of Yah. Take away the foreskin of your what? Of your love. He said, remove the foreskin of your heart. My hearts are covered with corruption and sin and wickedness. As a young man, I wanted to be sincere with Yah. As a 22-year-old lad, when Yah began to deal with me, when I was 16 years old, as I ran, even though my life could not settle in the world and the activities, I could not, mother. And that day when he cried out unto me, I knew it was Yah. It was not by the teaching of any man, and I do need men. I need the brothers. I need men near me. But I want men near me. I don't want effeminate, punkish-fied boys. I want men that are strong. And they have the sword of the ruach of Yah. They have the word in them. Now they know how to use the sword of Yah. They have the helmet of assurance on. Their feet are shodded. Their breastplate is sadiq. Not this deception and lies. I don't want a Jezebel woman around me. I don't want a whorish, wicked woman around me. I don't want that. But a woman that is sincere and faithful unto Yah, she's committed. She's a woman of the principles and the laws of Yah. The world has taken your daughters and made them whores. That's why they don't know how to love, because he has put that thing there in them that when it's broken, it creates this ikat unto a man. So they've been Jezebels, sluts and whores, and you're punk-fired men. It's one thing, my friend. Whatever you sow, it shall come back to you. Be not deceived, Yahshua Mark. So the women today don't know what love is. It's sad. And we got the old women today. They're so full of folly. They don't know how to teach the young women. The scripture tells them what to do. They'd rather get out there and call themselves witness to a man. You're a Jezebel woman. Shut your damn mouth. Her place is to teach the young women how to be daughters of Zion. How to love Yah. How to love their husband. How to raise their children. That's what a job is. What job is more profound than that? Let me say this. I'm going to finish my message. You can walk out if you want to. It's all right. I remember we went to the prison camp. We had the work in the prison. And of course, I remember back in the early days, I went to the prison. I had to stay in the prison for 25 hours, so they had to lock me down. I mean, I'm in the prison with these men. I mean, you had to understand the prison game to go in there to understand the life there. So they take me. They say, all right, you come. You got to do 25 hours within the prison confines. And so they put me in the prison. There were men in there, 260 pounds, armed bigger than a tire. I'm telling you. Or they didn't lift weights, or they ate. They had men in there with titties like women. Do you understand? Breasts hanging down. I saw it. And so when they take me in, all these men look at me like, uh-oh, what's up with this? Fresh meat, of course. Physically, I was a man. And I certainly was not intimidated. You understand? One stands back and he looks at me. And of course, I want to express the same kind of audaciousness he had. So I stood and looked at him. I was about 230 pounds. And so as he looked, he realized, well, let me move back. As we began to work here, I recall in the meeting there were women there, particularly one, that they call themselves having a ministry to the prison. Well, them prisons, all they want to do is find some simple-minded woman. They're slick, get a little money, take advantage of them. They ain't thinking about, quote, no Jesus, no Buddha, no God, no Lord. Damn all gods. Let every God be damned. Hallelujah. Damn every Lord. Let the God damn every Lord. Let him damn every one of them. You feel discomfortable with that? That's all right. Hallelujah. I said, well, brother, try to show him. I would touch that today, what cursing is. This is an ignorant generation. They don't know. And we don't want to know. We base things on our feelings. So I watch this woman. I look at her. And she's supposed to come and just visit prisoners and talk to them. That's not of Yah. When I walk in that prison camp, they were looking at me. There was one man, he looks at me. He was probably about that tall. He stood, he looks at me. And of course, I look at him. And so I could see in his eyes when he cowered down, he like, oh, okay. And I said to him, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing, man? So that startled him. He didn't know how to respond. He's like, A witness and the message of this hour, it must be dispensed by the power of Yah unto men to declare it. I will show you why we can't worship Yah. He tells us to circumcise and mold the foreskin of your heart. Take it away. He said, take away the foreskin of your lev, you men of Yehuda and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Why? Lest my fury. Did not Yah speak this? He said, lest my anger, in verse 4, lest my fury, anger come forth like a fire and burn that none can quench because of your evil doings. Were the evil of the Hittites and the Jebusites or these men of Jerusalem and Yehuda? He was talking to Israel here. He says, if you don't circumcise, take away your fleshly skin, circumcise it, the foreskin. That's why when you talk about people of color, black, brown, African Americans, when their heart is not foreskinned or circumcised, they get angry, they get upset. You talk about white men, and that's a damnable phrase, no white men. You talk about Caucasians and their damn wickedness. It is the Caucasian man that runs everything in the world. It is a fact, and you must deal with it. He establishes governments, he tears down, he destroys Iraq, and he calls it collateral damage. It was Mr. Putin that sent the army there in Georgia and Assyria and destroyed the families with no compulsion of emotion. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. You speak that, they get upset. You speak about Negroes, they get upset. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't care if you don't like what I'm saying. Get out. I don't care who you are. Hallelujah. We shall know the imat, the truth. We don't want to deal with those things. We want to deal in this false realm like Deacon Horn said. We must be real. We want to just say, well, don't talk about that. No, we're going to talk about that here. This preacher is. Hallelujah. This preacher is. I don't care who it upsets. But this preacher will. You understand? He's going to bring it out and tell us. Hallelujah. Circumcised. So when you talk about Caucasians, they get upset. Talk about black men or African men, they get upset. Why? Because there is no circumcision of the foreskin of the heart. And he tells us to circumcise it. Hallelujah. How do you do it? Well, the battle that Yehoshua had to take the folks to, he says, I tell you what, you get your sharp knife and you cut, you circumcise them all. You cut it off. We must have a sharp knife. We must have a sharp knife. Do y'all hear me? We must have a sharp knife. You cannot cut back the foreskin without a sharp knife. You need a sharp knife. I was showing my wife other night, among those that call themselves Jews, and I speak against this Zionist, decrepitated, Talmud wickedness, just like I do the Christianity and the Muslims. Hallelujah. Speak against white men. All white men go to hell. Like all black men. Only the elect of Yah, the true seed of Israel, shall go into the kingdom. Hallelujah. You understand? That's the only one. I was showing my wife whereby 6,000. Now listen, I will show you something. That's something that I'm going to teach on this soon. You see, the media is run by a Pacific people. And that's the truth. When those pedophile priests here in the popery did what they did, come on, almost $1 billion they had to spend. Yet there are 6,000 rabbis that are pedophilia, many in jail from taking advantage of the little ones. There was one just was sentenced to prison for 6 years. He was the vice president of the Council of Family and Children. Trying to go into a little 13-year-old virgin. These damn twisted-minded men. But the media, because it's controlled by the Murdochs of the world, nothing is said about that, is it? Hallelujah. But I tell you the popery of Catholicism, because of course there's a tremendous opposition between the two whores. Because Judaism is nothing but harlotry, and so is Catholicism, and so is Christianity. Yeah. There's only one way. One way, and that is the way of Torah. So you didn't hear about that. And so you don't get this unless you search news in other places. Over 6,000 of them, pedophilia. There are those that even the foreskin of the young boys, there are rabbis in their certain sects that bite it off with their mouth. It's not Yah. Yehoshua took a sharp knife and cut the foreskin off. Abraham! He cut it off. So there must be a sharp knife. It has to be. And the knife must be sharp. It must cut. This is a generation that hasn't been cut. It doesn't want you to cut them. He says, circumcise the foreskin, the ullah, the ullah, the ullah, the skin, the cares of this life, of this world, of your heart. You must do that, Israel. Unless, if you do not, then I will cause my fury, my indignation to befall you. That's what's happening to this wicked nation. It's wicked. It's vile. It's corrupt. The children are raised that way because they've been raised by everything but the Torah of Yah. I want to say to us all, no one has to live here. Please leave. I want you to leave. Hallelujah. You don't have to come here. I'm not looking at numerics or numbers. Because if I did, I believe that my speech is in a form that people would come, my physical persona would draw many. And I can't speak in a way the hermeneutics or the falseism of the hermeneutics. I can speak in a way that folks would be, oh, they would be amazed. And of course we have today in many of these whorehouses we call, they will say without the women we will have no church. You're right. Because the church is a whore. It is a pagan institution. So it would not take much for that. I want to be around the daughters of Tizayan, the daughters that are kadosh, the women that love Yah. I want to be around men that are sincere. I don't want to be around pedophiles. I want men with the love of Yahshua. That's who I want to be around. Hallelujah. You that are listening, this is Pastor Roberts. Hallelujah. Oh, someone will write me today. They always do. Always. They may be listening in the UK today. They may be listening in the Iraq. We listen in Dubai, in China. I will hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now Yah says, now I want you to circumcise a mul, cut, destroy the foreskin of your life. He says, now I know your sins, but I show you mercies. And I promise you, if you will obey me, there will be mercies in your teshuvah. Not this trash we call repentance. We're talking about the teshuvah. The teshuvah. That there's a change of one's mind, change of one's personal image, the change of one's facial expression. Come on, how can one say they love Yah when there's never an expression of Torah thankfulness? How can one sit in the house of Yah that he breathes breath in you and there's no expression unto him? When folks go to a football game, they can't sit still. Come on, you that are in the world, I was in the world. It's a young lad in the dancing whore dens. Come on. I was out there. You didn't go, I don't care. You received the spirit before you went in. So you could jab. You could hook it up. You could learn it out. Then Yah commands us to bring no burdens in his bayat on the Shabbat. That we may have Shabbat, a wonderful rest in Yahshua. You don't even know him. That's a fact of the matter. It's either you know him or the scriptures are a lie, okay? Let me proceed just a little further, alright? It says as Moshe speaks unto Israel in Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 1. And these are the promises that Yah promised unto Israel. If there's tremendous repentance, teshuva. He says in Deuteronomy, Devarim 30, verse 1, Yah says, and it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessings, he's called them the blessings that he will barak. And he also says the arah, the blessing and curse. You tell me both will come upon Israel. Read Devarim 28. Listen to me. I hear from those that are whites, Caucasians, that say Devarim, Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, that's them. It proves that they're Israel. Because they have riches and blessings. They have the abundance. I hear from them that talk like that. From verse 15 to verse 68, I hear from the ones that are brown skinned, they say that's them. Because they're suffering. The curses are upon them. He did not say just curses. He says blessing and curse. That's what the book says. That's what it says. Blessing and curse. Blessing and curse. Which I have set before you. He says, and you shall call them to mind among the Goyim or the nations. You shall call him from among the nation. Where Yahweh, your Abba, look at this now. Where Yahweh has garash. He has driven you out. He has forced you out. He has cast you out. He has cut you off. Now Yahweh has driven Israel to the nations of the world. Not just a nation. Not just America, not just Jamaica, not just Russia, not just Africa. He said, I've driven you to the nations. That's plural, isn't it? I have that much educational learning that I understand that S there means that there's a plural connotation there. So he says, I've driven you among the nations where I have driven. Now, not the devil, Yah did that. He drove them out because of the defiance of his Torah. They were not adhered to his Mishrah, his law. And so he drove them out among the nations. And even he commanded us to learn not the ways of the nations. Did he not? Heathens. Goyim. Goyi. That's what heathens are. That's what Gentiles are. He said unto Abraham that you shall be the Avat, the father of Goyim. Nations. Goyim. Nations. And he says unto Ishmael, he shall bless him that he shall be the Avat of a nation. And that's what the word of Yah says. We don't know it because we don't love it. I love the truth of Yah. I can't get enough of it. And that's the truth. Look at the next verse. Verse 2. Yahweh says, now look what he says. Now I know in our vernacular, we look at that. He said it, and shall return to Yah, your Abba. What he said, you shall make teshuvah. That's what that word return is, teshuvah. In the Arabic expression, you shall make teshuvah or repentance unto Yah your Abba, and you shall shemak obey his voice, according to all that I command you this day. He said, you, listen now, you Israel, your children, with some of your land. So the commands of Yah have changed. To love Yah with all. Yahshua gave us a new command, or it's the same. Same. He said, you shall obey and you shall honor Yah. You shall adhere to what he says with all of your heart, with all of your nefesh, which is your breath. You must obey all that he commands you. He said, you do it, daddy, you do it, mama, and your children, you teach them. You understand? We have failed miserably in that. We have failed miserably in that. We taught them how to be hoes and the daughters. We taught them how to rebel the sons. We taught them how to be liars because our lives are not really circumspect the way it should be. We taught them everything but what is right before Yah. We taught them phonyism because we are phony. We said things about this brother, this sister, and we think that the spirit of that word doesn't penetrate their mind. You are a wicked fool. You have spoken against that one. You have spoken against this one. And you think it's not going to affect yours. You are a damned fool. And that's the fact of the matter. Your mind, you don't even have the mind of Yahshua. We think that the words mean nothing. Yahshua said, the words I speak unto you, they're ruach, they're spirit in their life. And you think that every word, that's why we're going to be judged by every word we speak. We think that that's not power in the words. That's power in the words. That's power. It unleashes certain kinds of spirits. We practice this falsism, this phonyism. You wonder why your young ones act twisted and crazy as a moron? Because you're that way. Oh, you used to go to those children, they learned from their mamas and daddy. That's why they went into the promised land. They act like fools. That's why y'all killed them all, those that were 19 and under. He didn't let them go. He didn't let the old ones go in. Because they had learned some foolish mess. And we have learned, well, you've learned how to act silly. You've learned how to act stupid. You've learned how to act simple. And every parent want to blame someone else. It's you, parent. Take some responsibility. You know, I take anything that happens here, I'm the reason. I have no problem with that. The things I agonize in, you know, mentally I may suffer the affliction, but it takes me to a different elevation. I take responsibility. I don't care what it is. I'm responsible. Somewhere I failed you. I have no problem with that. But if you had listened to me, I would have never failed you. If you had listened to me, I would have never failed you. You didn't hear. You didn't want to hear. Because somewhere, when you left from here, you were going getting something that diametrically opposed to what I'm saying. You were going and playing and acting like a jackass, clowning. I take responsibility for anything that happens here. I do. When I worked at IBM, I made two mistakes in that year, and I had an assignment. Listen to this. I had an assignment. You could not make any mistakes there, that job that I was in charge of. You could not. It would go away to the what we call the president of the corporation there in Charlotte. And I made two mistakes. And my manager said, man, he called me up. He said, boy, you, come on. They're already on my hips. I said, I take the responsibility. No problem. I didn't make a mistake. There were others that did it. And so I had to institute other processes to make sure that didn't happen again. I said, I take it. I have no problem with that. But your performance is going to go down, man. You're going to... That's no problem. I did not teach them right. I didn't train them right. So I take that responsibility. I will take on that responsibility. And never again did a mistake happen. Why? Because I took charge of everything. Nothing happened unless I made sure that it was right. Hallelujah. And that's what the Ruach of Yah does. It makes sure that the word and the words that we allow to penetrate our hearts, they are right. They're right. They're right. That's why you got to break up the fallow ground. You must be circumcised. You must be mul. You can't even worship Yah unless you're mul. You must never be cutting away. That's why some of you all are, you all are sickly sinful. You're wicked. It's in your expression, your countenance. It's written in your forehead. Oh, I know how to love. You don't even know what love is. Liar. We don't even know what love is. We think some expression is a form of love. That's not love. Yah says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. You keep my mitzvah. Yes. Come on. Just like my wife in 31 years. Come on, if I truly love her, then I keep the commitments of my vow unto her. Not what that fool said that day he married us. But the vows of scripture, what Torah teaches me. That's what I will do. Hallelujah. I don't need no one to instruct me. That is in the book. He says here, listen, Hallelujah. Verse 3. Then Yahweh your Abba will turn your captivity and have raham, compassion upon you, and will return and gather you. See, it's going to be Yahweh that gather us from all the nations where Yahweh your Abba has scattered you. Now what are you saying unto Israel? When there is a trumul here, hear what I say, receive what I speak unto you, because when there's a true mul or a circumcision, there's a true teshuvah, there's a true repentance. Yeah. One repents unto Yah, they're sorrowful for their sins, that they don't have to be reminded of that. This is a false ism today. We repent because we get caught, because our sins are exposed. Yeah. One that truly repents is because they are Torah unto Yah, that He exposed them and make known their damnable wickedness. And you can see it in their tears of appreciation unto Yah. You don't find that today. You find a wicked, sottish, cold people. Because mom is cold, she doesn't know how. She can laugh all day long and act silly, but she doesn't know how to praise Yah. She doesn't walk through the home, hallelujah, hallelujah. And that the little one just look on that. She walks through the home raising hell. They never see the daddy fall that up. Oh, yeah. Oh, my Abba. You're so wonderful. All they see is him raising hell. Raising hell in the house. They never see that. So what they impart in the home, that's what's imparted to their children. They don't see the soberness. They see laugh. I hate that. Do I like laughing? I like to laugh at times. But I hate that kind of folly. But that's a time to laugh. That's a time to be sober. That's a time to cry. That's a time not to cry. We're in a time where we ought to weep, the daughters of Zion. We're in a time where the men ought to pray between the altar. Hallelujah. They can't get on their knees for 15 minutes. Their knees are hurting. Their back is hurting. And some of your daughters don't even know what tears are. You're cold. You don't even know the refreshing of the tears of Yah. The reason you don't know is because there's no true teshuvah. You cry because of you. My heart aches because of Yisrael. Because there's a sincere hava for his seed. I will not speak any other way but this way. We've heard enough of the soft preachers. Now we're going to hear one of tenacity, all right? That's tenacious. That's ignorant. Torah, my brother Yosef. Torah. You're going to hear from this kind of preacher. I'm not going to alter anything. He said, then I will draw you from all the nations who have scattered you. That we will know Yisrael. Because of the circumcision, the mul. Not because one says they're Jew. Not because one says I am a black Hebrew. I am a true white Israelite. To hell with them. They're not even of the seed of Israel. They're pretenders. They're false. They have not the light and the light of Yeshua in them at all. Periods. There's a brit milah. There's a covenant of circumcision, of cutting of the foreskin of man that is done by Yah. And it can only be done by Yah through his dispensation or his offices of his elect and call out. Yahshua gave gifts unto the assembly. He did not give a woman preacher, a woman witness. He gave us Shilishiams, apostles. He gave us Nobi. He gave us teachers of the Bizorach, the message of Yahshua. And he gave us raha, passes after the love of Yah. He said, even Yah said, I will give you passes after my heart. That they will feed you with knowledge and truth. He gave us daughters of Zion to keep the home in such a beautiful place that when strangers come in, they will say, man, they will humble themselves and bow to a precious daughter, that her ways, her beauty will be spoken of in the marketplace. He gave no daughter, the power to instruct a man, to correct him, to show him where he's wrong. Hallelujah. Not even your wife to your husband. Hallelujah. If it's your home to live with him, you live with him. But don't correct him. A man will correct him. It's one thing about a man, he knows another man. I meet all kinds of people. And sometimes I can be very loquacious. I can talk. You understand that? And I talk to people. And they know who they're confronting when they meet me. You understand? I don't care if it's the intellectual or if it's the hillbilly with back in his mouth. It makes no difference at all. Period. Makes no difference. It is not one of veracity that one is trying to show off. No, I just talk to them right on their level. Hallelujah. I can talk just like the hillbilly, or I can talk like what we call the intellectual. I'd rather talk with the hillbilly, because he'll be real. The intellectual will be phony. Hallelujah. So Yah says, Israel, I will bring you back. I'm going to bring you back from the nations I scattered you, because there must be a process in order for you to get back. I will show you my compassion, my noham, my great compassion, my tenderness, my love, my tender affection. That's what we need from Yah. His tender affection. Hallelujah. That's how we need to be to each other. You tell me when a mother corrects her son, her daughter, she is not tender with affection because she put the rod on their butt. She can't show them no greater tender affection and no greater love than that. Hallelujah. She can show him nothing any greater than that at all. But by doing that. Verse 4 of the same chapter. Yah says, If any of you be driven out to the farthest part of Hashemayim, the heavens, from there will Yahweh your Abba gather you, and there will he fetch you. He will bring you back. So there are Yisrael that have been driven to the four islands of the sea. You know, one said to me, they prayed that the storm would not touch America, Hannah, because they were in a Pacific place. You know, that befuddled me, because I said, why didn't pray they didn't touch Haiti? Or Cuba? Do we have this political mindset that these rich dogs that went down there and raped Cuba and Fidel Castro, and what's the other one, Sheikh Guevara, rose up and said, you're cast out? And they took the land back for the little poor people. And so they will not do any business with Cuba. Yet they talk about human rights, but Lehman Brothers, China, guess who's coming to the rescue? Mr. China. China is coming to the rescue. They give money to other countries and say, you can't use it for this. China gives money and say, spend it on what you want to. Spit it! If that beast rise up, that dragon, if Yah permits, woe unto this whore, because she will crush it. Then they raise up this Jezebel, this Palin whore, that her daughter is a little whore. Hallelujah. Baby at 17. Yeah. Nobody says anything. Well, the Mr. Conservatives, she's Palin, she's going to raise up. The daughter's a whore. Hallelujah. She's a whore. She's a whore. You call her what you want to. Hallelujah. Can you imagine they went to the ghettos and found a little girl like that? This is the plight of those people there. They need to rise up. This whore is a whore. She's a whore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yet the conservatives, you know, because they embrace that. Why, she didn't abort it. Isn't that amazing? These perverted dogs of hell. And of course the liberals, because of their wicked, effeminate, lying ways. That's what they are. To hell with Mr. Obama. To hell with John McCain. I really want John McCain in there so he can just take this whore on down to hell. I really do. Continuing the policies. This woman says the other day that we'll rise up against Russia, Mr. Putin. Have you ever seen him smile? I've seen a lot of pictures of that man. Or Mr. Medvedev, he's just a little puppet. He's a little miniature man. He's not that tall, little man. Mr. Putin, he's an expert in the arts and the martial fighting. He'll knock Bush out. He said, I like Bush, but the cronies around him, I hate them. So she says, we'll go over in there. We'll go to Russia. Russia got enough bomb power to blast this place to hell. America is going to pay, brothers and sisters. They dropped the bombs on that little people there, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. You sow, you're going to reap. And we think that we're not going to reap it. We are fools. Drop the bomb on those people and call it collateral damage. They burned the babies in Iraq to a tune of 1 million people. And we're fighting the terrorists. You're a damn liar. You're fighting for your greed, greedy corporations and your money-grubbing dogs. You went to war for these dogs, for their financial wealth, that they're making billions of dollars. They're spending $1 billion a day there in Iraq. More than that, they're fighting two wars, killing babies. They call it collateral damage, and they have no conscience of that. And the media feed this frenzied, wicked world that says it's all right. They raise up this Jezebel, this Palin, a little whore daughter. That's what she is. A woman goes outside of the parameter of marriage, she's a hoe. She is a hoe. And as she goes outside of the parameter of her marriage, she is an adulterous Jezebel of a bitch. That's what she is. Don't take one word back. I'm sure Brother Joshua say they think I'm using expressions. I said, this is what Webster calls it, doesn't it? I'm only speaking with Webster. She's a female dog or a carnivora. A carnivora. A carnivorous. A carnivorous. It is a dog that like meat. Dogs like meat. You feed them meat, they're more healthier than cereals. That's why that dog's teeth are falling out. You feed them meat, you see the change. They like blood. Meat. Well, it's a lewd woman. It's a mischievous woman. It's a loud woman. It's a woman that speaks. That's what it said. Did I not read that to you? I said, I want to show you, Brother Sam. They think I'd be cursing, but I'm not cursing. I don't want you all to talk like me. Just let me talk like this, all right? But don't talk like me, all right? Just obey what I tell you to do. If I'm wrong, raise your hand and say you're wrong. You better make sure you're right when you tell me I'm wrong, okay? And so they raise up this whore out of hell, daughter's a whore. And a matter of fact, as a young man said, that's not his baby, that's my baby. And they said to me that they don't want me to be a part of the family. That's not the man. He's going to wish them well. But the conservatives say, ah, beautiful. Ah, this is nice. And the liberals say, oh, don't touch her. She's the model of a woman. If that's the model of a little 17-year-old whore. Is the model of a woman. I don't know what, I don't know. I don't want a woman to be, I don't want that my daughter to model like that if I had one. The injustice and the self-righteousness of this nation. They kill the babies in Afghanistan, Pakistan. They're looking for Osama bin Laden. That this wicked nation raised up, gave him the monies and the weapons to fight Russia. To see if Russia, if they could overthrow Russia. And I can't think of his name. That America raised him up to fight against America. What's his name that was the leader of the Taliban? I'll have to think about it. Omar, whatever his name was. What's his name? No, that's not bin Laden. I said the Taliban. The Taliban. He's the head of Al-Qaeda. He says this. His name is Omar something. He was the president of Afghanistan. Bin Laden was just simply refuging. He was refuge there. That's why they bombed him. He says, this is what he says. Now, he's finding out now. He says the Russians were tough boys. He said, we like that. That's what this fool said. He said, we will find out what the American boys got. Dick Cheney said, we don't want to bomb Afghanistan because there's nothing that to bomb. That's what Rumsfeld said. Come on, we need something that we can hit. Targets. Let's go into Iraq. They dethrone a sovereign nation. And we think that this wicked hoe here, for the Lehman Brothers, look at the Fannie Mae and the Freddie Macs. Look what happened the other day. America did something that it never does. But the conservatives say if they fall, let them fall, right? They did what they call a laissez-faire. They took control of a private entity. Believe me, they're not trying to save your little $30 you got in the bank. They're worried about the powerful organizations, the powerful men that say, I tell you what, Mr. Bush, don't resurrect it. We will pull our monies from your market and your economy will fall tomorrow. And that is a fact. We will sell your treasure bills. We will put them on the market for pennies. We're not going to lose no $40 billion. I'm not going to lose $30 billion. You better do something. You better do something. And if you don't, then woe unto you. Mr. Bush is a puppet just like this. What's his name? Hussein Obama. His name is what's his name? What's Obama's name? Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, Barack. Barack. John Cain. This dog walks in the hospital. Wife sick of cancer. And he divorces her then. This is what they call men of truth. Put me there. I can run this nation. I can.
These are the kinds of dogs that they raise up. These are the kind of dogs they set before you. And say, these are men who honor their dogs. Man leaves his wife on the hospital bed and divorces her for the one he got. Her wealth did not come by the right way. Her daddy was one of the most tremendous mafiosos out there in Arizona. And yet they honor that. I will honor the word of Yah. I don't care if you get uncomfortable with what I say. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. Well, you, as they said to, what you call, you preaching a social message. Yeah, this is part of the social life that we live in. So we must understand. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, right? So I give you a little knowledge on that end too. And show you how it correlates with truth. Hallelujah. 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 I want us to look at this. Now Yahweh is going to reconstitute Israel. For one reason. You know why he's going to reconstitute us? He wants true worship. Shahar. That's what Yah wants. That's what he wants. He wants us to dance. He wants to come into the divine and dance. Not this choreographic mess. He wants us to dance. And his presence. Come on, the world, they choreograph, they can do that. Nah, he wants us to move by the rock. Dance in the rock. Play on your timbre, Miriam. Nah, Miriam did not lead the worship service. She took the women, say, come on. Hallelujah. And she played on her timbre. Play on your timbre, Miriam. 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 Dance, O daughters of Zion. Dance, O daughters of Zion. Dance, O daughters of Zion. Dance in the Ruach of Yahweh. Play on your timbre, Miriam. Play on your timbre, Miriam. Play on your timbre, Miriam. Dance, O daughters of Tizayah. Hallelujah. That's all right. I'm not going to have many friends. When I was in the world, Brother Dale, I didn't have many friends. I didn't like the way men acted. I didn't like their attitudes. When I was in high school, I didn't have any friends, really. I didn't. Because I didn't like the immaturity of the boys. I like older men. They're more sincere. They had a little plethora of knowledge that I didn't like young boys. I didn't like I never hung around with guys my age. I like older men. They had something that the young ones did not have. I like being around old men. I still love old men today. I got a man's thing for old men. I like old men that are wise. I got a thing for old men. I like to talk to old men. I like being around old men. Not old women. Men. Your sister Israel, the 30th chapter. Hallelujah. Let me read this. He says in the 5th verse of the same chapter, listen to this. He says, I'm going to reconstitute you, Israel. And Yahweh, your Abba, will bring you into a land which your Avot possess. And you shall possess it. And he will do you well. Yahweh will do you well. And multiply you above your Avot. Now what he says in verse 6. He says in verse 6 of Devarim 36. Yah said, this is how I bring you back to the reconstitution of my bosom. And Yahweh your Abba will what? Circumcise your left. Not only will he circumcise your heart, but whose heart is he going to circumcise? What? You mean he's going to circumcise your zira? Your seed? Your birth? That which comes out of you? That's what he's going to do in Israel. Is it reading like that in your text? Yahweh says, I will circumcise your heart. And not only your heart, I will circumcise your seed. For what? To do what? To hate Yah. To love Yahweh, your Abba with what? Some. Partial. Little bit. All what? All your love, all your heart. That is what the circumcision does. We don't have that Brit Milah here. Or you can think highly of yourself. This word is going to find you out. Oh, I may not finish this today. I might have to hit it on again, Mama, but I hit on it. Hallelujah. This is a very dynamic message because I know I can't get to the depth of it. What do you do? Well, I try to open up things that you will go and research it. That you will love Yah. He says, and Yahweh your Abba shall circumcise your love. He shall mold your heart. That's what he's going to cut. The foreskin. And the love of your seed, your children, your children's children. To do what? To Ahava, to love Yahweh your Abba with all your love. Now you will say you love him with all your heart, don't you? We will say that. And if it's one thing that we have found ourselves to be liars. When a man loves Yah with all his heart, he obeys, he keeps his mitzvah. His commandments. That's what the circumcision does, son. That's why we can't shachah. That's the only way we're going to do it. We can't do it without the circumcision. There's only one way we're going to be circumcised. Now, you notice here it said Yahweh was circumcised, right? Not David Roberts. Let Dave Roberts be damned. To hell with him. But this say Yahweh. He used Moshe to speak this unto his people, didn't he? But he said, I'm going to do the circumcising. Then he must do it. How does he do it? How does he do it? Does the scripture show us how he does it? We must find that out. He said to love Yahweh with all your love, with all your nefesh, your soul, that you may what? That you may that you may live. That you may live and that you may not die. That you may live and not die. Now Yah is doing that. He is circumcising us for one reason. That we may worship him, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You saw some of you all were stiff when I just, that there's so mad in the world, they put it on. That's how they go, don't they? Come on, you hypocrites. Get it up, get it up, get it up, get it up, get it up. They get it up, Joe. Come on. And Yah simply says to us, let everything that have breath praise you. The devil tells them to get it up. I don't care if it's the white gal or the black gal. They get it up. I don't care if she's the Mexican girl. I ride down the street. I see him thumping in them vehicles. See them Caucasian boy with the hat turning me. He be thumping. Wow. See the Mexicans. Makes no difference. When he tells them to get it up, they get it up. When Yah tells us what to do, we resist that, don't we? We are sottish people. That's why we are destroyed, because we lack knowledge. We lack the knowledge of Yah. The Da'at. He that thinks he's wise in his own conceits, he deceived yourself. I said the other day, and I said to Sister Robert, I got something in the message over there. I really didn't want to preach this today. Until Yah showed me something that I had to preach it. That if we search out the word sent, S-E-N-T, what is sent of Yah? You ain't going to do it, but I still give it to you that want to. You know, to understand the depths of what Yah sends. You understand? It's a very profound message. I don't know if I ever preach it. That's all, one of the brothers may preach. That's all right by me. I have no pattern on the word. You understand? He says in verse 12 of Devarim 10. Go back to Devarim, Deuteronomy 10. Hallelujah. This is what Yahweh requests and demands of Yisrael. He demands this, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I want you to hear this, because I want to read something out of Gileana Revelation. He says in Devarim chapter 10, verse 12. I'll read this quickly. Listen to it. Verse 12. This is what Yahweh requires from us, Israel, in order that we may move into the realm of true shachar, worship, supplication, and brokenness before him. Moshe speaks unto Israel in verse 12, and now, Yisrael, what does Yahweh your Abba, inshallah, what does Yah require of us? Do you all know what he requires of you? And a requirement is a prerequisite of what one must do, right? Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on, you're smarter than I am. When it comes to that and grammar, come on, I don't speak well. I'll just speak clearly enough so you can hear me.
He said, this is what Yah requires. This is the mandate of Yah. This is what Yah... Now, does the requirements change at all? No. Come on, brothers and sisters. Does the requirement, when you go take a bath, does it require soap and a rag? It does for me. Does it require water? Has that changed since what we call Neanderthals to what we call Neanderthals Roma? It has changed since the day of Adam and Shavah, has it? So it requires that. That lets us know this is what requires. Does the body require sleep? Rest? That hasn't changed, has it? The requirements of Yah, they never change. The requirements of Yah never change. In order for one to be an engineer, is the requirements the same as far as education? He can go to any school or she can go to any institution, but the requirements, there's a certain requirement, right? Well, the requirements of Yah never change. What He requires of us, what He demands of us. He only asks us, He demands of us. He says, unto Yisrael, what does Yah require of you, your Abba, but to Yahreh, to fear Him? That's what He requires of you. What that doesn't mean you tremble. He wants us to Yahreh, to Yirah, to tremble. To fear Him. To fear His presence. To fear Him, Yahyo Abba. To walk in some of His ways. To walk and listen. Kul. All. Everyone, all His ways. And to Ahava, to love Him. There are three requirements there, isn't it? The fourth one. And to Abad. To serve Yahweh. Your Abba with some of your heart. See, He requires all brothers and sisters. And when one serves Yahweh, He says that obad, it is a labor, it is a work of pure love. You labor for Him, you labor in His Torah because you love Him. He requires this of us. That we love Yahweh with all of our heart and all our mind and our strength. Also in verse 13, to Shema, to keep. To keep what? To keep what? The mitzvah, the commands of Yah, and His statutes, which I commanded you this day for what? For our excellence, for our growth, for our health, for our mape, for our health and our mape, the mape of Yah, that we will be healthy in our mind, we will be sound in our conscience against Yah. This is the four requirements of Yah. This is the requirement of Yah. The requirement of Yah has not changed. The requirement for a woman to have a baby, it has not changed. The seed must be fertilized, isn't that right? Was it that way from the beginning or was some other way? Only no one that did not require the intimacy of a husband to produce a child. And that was Miriam. But it was the words of Yah that brought forth that life. No other one. So this is the requirement of Yah. How can we change that? He require of us to fear Him, to walk in all of His ways, to love Him, to abide, to serve Him, to labor for Him with all of our lamb, with all of our nefesh. And not only that, but to keep the Shema, to keep His mitzvah, His commandments, and to keep His statutes, His hook. He requires that of Yisrael today. It has not changed. Well, see, this message is not preached today. Folks who go around, well, quote, this is how they say it. I'll say it. I don't like saying this, but I say it the way they say it. Quote, God loves you. Their God doesn't even love them. That's why they're blinded. Yah loves Israel. He said, Yaakov I've loved, and Esau I hated. And he still hated. That we says, search me, Yah, try my heart. See if there be any wicked thing in me. That's what he prefaces it with. He said, I hate all those that turn against you, turn their back on you. He said, I hate them all. And he told Yah to search him. See if that was a wicked thing in him. For some reason, we don't think that Yah hates. And he hates the wicked. Or they tell you, oh, he hates your sin. Lies! I can show you. Brother Paul and Shaul Nissan wrote me and said, Pastor Roberts, does Yah hate? Well, of course, I preached that message just for Brother Shaul. And it's a preponderance of evidence in the scripture where Yah, he hates the wicked, not their sin. He hates them. It's in the book, you just don't know it. Because you got time for television and everything else, but no time for Yah. Don't want to miss the ball game? The hell with the ball game. Hallelujah. Talk like that, preacher. I know I talk like this. Because I mean what I say. Yah means what he says. But this is the requirement. This is the requirement. This is the requirement. Well, I'm going to witness. No, this is his requirement. You do this, you witness. You'll be like a city that sit upon a hill. that the light cannot be hid. And every man will ask you the reason of the tikvah, the hope that is in you. They will ask you. You don't have to tell them. You don't have to tell them. Not one thing at all. They will say, look at this daughter. And a man, when he sees a pure daughter, a virtuous daughter, like the book of Mishri, Proverbs 31, he will not even speak to her because he doesn't want to contaminate her. But a woman shows herself to be a whore, man will treat her like a dog too. I'll say that again. When a woman shows herself to be a whore, a man will treat her like a dog. When a man shows himself to be a weak, effeminate thing, a woman will treat him. She will mop his buttocks. What are you? I'm a man. Hallelujah. I'm a man. I'm a man. Oh, I may cry, sister. I'm still a man. I may have the sense of weakness, but I'm still strong. I know I'm weak. That's why I say I'm strong. Let the weak. So I walk in the strength of Yah. This is what Yah requires. To fear Him. Listen, brothers and sisters. He says this. The most profound message of this hour. Hear this. Christianity has taught us to go witness lies. They went everywhere. They went to every nation and declared the message of Yahshua. Men still reject it. His healings, He healed many. Still they make them believe Yah. This is what Yah requires for you to fear Him. And the only way you're going to fear Him, you must know His testimony. And there was a Melech. That when Yochanan was on the Isle of Patmos, the desolate place, as the visions began to be revealed unto him, the Melech of Yah, the messenger, that's what the Melech, and what the world say, quote, angels, unquote. But the Melech of Yah. I don't like the word angel because I know the connotations of it. I know it's steeped in Greek Catholicism. I know it is an idiom of Greek mythologism. I know that the word grace, the goddess grace, that in no other way they could speak of the Ahava, the love kindness of Yah. They use this goddess grace to say, by His grace, damn grace, the Jezebel. Yeah. So they incorporated those idioms. You talk about a Greek thinking, trying to think like a Hebrew. So that's why the words I will not use. I will not use them in the expression of Yah. Hallelujah. You might as well love me. You say you love everybody, don't you? Oh, you say that. I love everybody. I want to tell everybody to call. I love everybody. Liar. You don't know how to even love. Were we not taught that Elder Wyman in Christendom? Oh, was it? One of the first things you've ever heard from him is shut your mouth. Don't tell me you love me. He did. You don't hear me say that much around here, do you? Nah. My actions will speak whether I love you. The way I do things, it will speak. I don't need the brothers to correct me because their lives, when they walk in the correction, that keeps me circumspect before Yah. I don't want to do anything to cause any irreversible effect on this place because I love Israel. I love the house of Israel. That's why there's some of you brothers I don't talk to because you haven't matured. I want mature men around me. Hallelujah. How do I do that? Just follow me. Do the way things are why I do things. Emulate me. That's what Shaul says. Follow me as I follow Yahshua. Ah. That's what he said. Look at the etymology of the word follow. You will find what it means. Emulate. Be a carbon copy of what I am. Do mothers teach daughters to emulate them? All right then. Do fathers teach sons to do that? Yes. I know I would teach my son to do that. Father, son, I would teach him like just like me. I want you to act like me, boy. I don't want you to act like the world. I want you to act like some other stranger. Come on, me. Follow me, boy. Yes. Yaza Avat, right? Yes. Is Yahshua ahead? Yes. Did Shaul follow Yahshua? Did he act like him? Yes. Then I want to act like Shaul. Yes. All right, just like him. Talk like him. Act like him. Reprove. That's why he told Timothy, you reprove or rebuke with all long-suffering. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine. Well, not because you're young and you're young, my brother. Don't let them intimidate you. From your mother's womb, your head is hands on you. So don't let them intimidate you. Hallelujah. I despise it when someone comes here and think that they got something to bring and they have nothing, really. You know, I know, yeah, this place is the wilderness. Did they sit in the wilderness out there with... In Mizraim, when they began to Mizraim, did they sin? Yes. So did this place too.
You that are self-righteous Jezebel think that because you're not here, you visit every now and then, or you come here, folks out there think that because of that, well, they don't do it right there. Well, tell me how right you are. Come on, hypocrite. All right, tell me how right you are. All right, you're doing more filthy than they're doing here. That's what you think. I ain't going to allow coming here. No, I ain't going to allow the television, all this trash is not coming in here. You go out there and do what you want to. You're not compelled to live here. Leave. Leave today. I have no problem with that. You're not compelled to live here. You're not forced or coerced. Leave. I say that. You all hear me out there? We got Live 365. There were 69 people last week. They may not listen, but they touched in and they wanted to kind of hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the profound message of this hour, and there's a reason for this. Because there's one thing I want to point out, and I want to touch that for a few. And I'm going to sit down because I'm somewhat tired, all right? Not physically. I'm not a tired man that way. But sometimes my will gets a little tired, all right? But I want you to hear this. It says in the Revelation chapter 14. And I want to conclude with show us how that we are circumcised. It takes a sharp knife, right? Who likes to get cut with a sharp knife? I know I don't. I said to the brother, I got a knife that when I clean the fish with Brother Yosef, I used to have one glove in this hand, so when that knife hit it, because I've gotten cut too many times, I've gotten stuck with that knife. So I purchased those kinds of gloves that when the knife hit it, doesn't cut or nothing. The kind of metal glove, they got threads of metal in it, so I can clean fish, and I can cut my hand and don't even feel nothing, because it will not penetrate. That's the way we are. We are adamant. And the reason we can't be circumcised is because we're stiff-necked. It says in Gilead, Revelation 14, verse 6. I want to read this verse. And this verse only. It says here in Gilead, Revelation 14, 6 and 7. I'm sorry. Yokohan said, and I saw another Melech from the midst of Hoshama in the heavens. Having the what? Having what? Having what? The everlasting. Now this is the everlasting message to preach to them that dwell where? On the earth. And to how many?
Every nation.
Not this wicked whore here. Every nation. And kindred, tongue, and people. Well, what is the message? He says, stand with a loud voice. What? Is that what I read in Devarim?
Yes.
This coincides with Torah, doesn't it?
Yes.
To Yahweh. Oh, quote God. No, you better fear Yahweh, you wicked man.
Yes.
You child of hell, you rebellious, stiff-necked boy.
Yes.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
Is that what Moshe said Yah requires?
Yes.
We don't know the scripture, brothers and sisters. We have allowed men to twist because of respect to the man. And they're absolutely wrong. So the Melech preaches the same thing. He declares the same thing Moshe declares, doesn't he?
Yes.
This was that the requirement of Yah?
Yes.
To fear him.
Yes.
Oh, preacher, that means to... No, my friend. That is not the mind of the Hebrew. You go back and look it up. Yahweh, even Yirah, it means to tremble, to fear, to have trepidation before Yah.
Yes.
To Yahweh, to fear Yah. You can't get any place unless you began there. You must fear him first.
Yes.
You must fear him, brother. Yoshon Yahshua. You must fear him, my brother. It begins there. It must begins there. This is the Buzarach, the message, the everlasting message of the hour that we're in. It begins with fearing Yah and giving what? Kabod. Ara. You honor him when you come before his presence. Say, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's why they were singing that song. I feel so better. So much better, since I laid my burdens down. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I feel better. So you can't begin to understand the message, the Bizarak of Yah, until you get the fear of Yah. And once one gets the fear of Yah, then there's a kabod, there's an honor, there's an honor, there's a great richness of honor. This is the message. He's going to save Israel.
Yes.
Israel will come to the lights. Yahshua Yah draws Israel.
Yes.
You make them tenfold children of hell. He said to fear Yah, to give honor to him
For the hour, listen, for the hour of his mishpat, his judgment is come. And look at this. This is what it's all about, brothers and sisters. And worship Shachar, Yah, that made the heavens, the Hashemahems, and the Olam, and the sea, and the fountains of water. Now that is what must be declared. There must be a pure worship unto Yah. There must be a worship. And other way, you go to Shachar Yah, you must be circumcised. The foreskin of your heart must be, well, I don't do things the way they do. That's come on. For the Haya of Yah is in one, there's a liveliness in one. Hallelujah. Means what he says. Everything that has the Haya, the breath of Yahshua, means that. You go to these staunch whole houses, I get up and do this, they get upset. Well, that's not the way we do it. I know, because you're dead. And the reason you're dead, because you're in trespasses. We know that sin is a transgression, a trespassing of the Torah. You're dead in trespassing of the Torah. That's why you have no Hayah, no life of the breath of Yah in you. Period.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it amazing that folks that sit 5 hours watching a football game or basketball, you can't sit 2 hours in the yard, huh? You can sit there like a greedy hog and your belly like a pig and eat all day long. Come on. Sit there and watch television all day. When it comes to Yah, we have no time for Yah. You go to Walmart all day long and sit around and just talk about nothing. When it comes to Yah, we have no time. I don't have time for Walmart. I don't care about Walmart. I don't care about the dollar store. I don't care about the Jive 5 and the High 5 dress premium men. I don't care about that. The truth is what, that's anything. That's what generates from my life all day long. All day long. When you all come in there and see me do it, that's the false pretense, brothers. Just the last 2 or 3 days, I put together, I know 6-7 messages. Because my mind figured, I said, Lord, y'all, let me see what this says. And I go to the book, and I find it, I search it out. You got to seek this like you're seeking gold. Just like a woman when she lost her little mite, and she sweep and she garnished the house, say, where is it? Yeah, you know, for a ver, I have nothing. See, if I don't find this, I have no breath, I have no life in me at all. I must find it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I got back from Augusta on Thursday. I changed clothes. I went out there and picked beans with a brother. I came back and I put together 2 messages just on Thursday. Because my mind pondered scripture and I think. There's some things that I'm battling against. It is not that it's going to overtake me. That's all right. Because brother says, you don't know, when folks leave from here, they will do anything. They're vindictive. They open themselves to every kind of thing it is. But that's, I don't want nobody to fight no battle for me. You understand? And I dare you all, I mean that, I will put you off these grounds for that. Let Yah handle things for me. Is I that touch not my anointing, do my nor be no harm? No, I'm not a prophet, but I'm called an elect of Yah. And I will find out whether I am true or not, okay? Hallelujah. Shaul went to jail, didn't he? If I go to jail, it won't be because I'm a thief or a liar, because I'm an adulteress, I'm a wicked man. I won't go to jail for that. I go to jail because of their lies. I will not back down. I won't, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You know what? I need to be here, whether you all believe that or not. I need to be in this place. You understand that? I need to be and preach. I know these brothers preach well, but this man needs to get up here at times and preach. You understand that? Oh, I know Brother Patrick is excellent in the truth, and Deacon Horn, he brings out the diamond, Deacon Bid, all of it. Elder Biden, Elder Wyman, come on. But I need to talk. You understand? This man needs to talk. He needs to talk. Hallelujah. So this is the message. And this message will bring us to the worship of the Shachar of Yah. You don't fear Yah, you can't. We are the circumcised in heart that worship Yah in the liveliness. It's Ruach. He said, Yahshua said the words I speak, the Ruach, the spirit in their life. You don't have the life of Yah. You don't know what worship is. Honey, you can choreograph all the dances you want. It doesn't mean nothing. That don't have a nickel's worth of dog meat of value. I'd rather people do it spontaneity. Just play the timbres and dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I die tomorrow, brother, you're safe. If I die tomorrow, don't stop dancing. All right? You have to dance up around the street. You dance, my brother. Hallelujah. You just keep dancing. Hallelujah. If no one else, sister, or no other sister, shouts with the delight of Yah, you continue to do that. Hallelujah. You're going to die. I die daily. That's what I do. Hallelujah. I do. Now, I want to close with this to show us the value of the circumcision, that we need it. It says in Yehoshua, Joshua ben Nun, Joshua chapter 5. I want to show us how we perform this circumcision. But Torah must give us instructions how it is done. And we must not only see the metaphoric or the examples and the patterns there. We must see it in Yahshua, okay? It says in Yahshua ben Nun, Joshua 5, 2. It says, at the time Yahweh said to Yehoshua, make you sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. We need that circumcision, don't we? You need the circumcision the second time. You got a lot of fat on you. You got fat, your sin. The fatness of your sin. That's why we're lethargic and lazy. He says, circumcise them for the battle that is ahead. You're going to need a second circumcision. He says, and Yahushua made him sharp knives, and he circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. Yeah, in order for us to have the knives to circumcise, they must be sharp. There must be a pattern in Torah, the Nobis, to show Israel in this hour how to do it. It has to be, right? Come on, answer me. Yes, emphatically. It has to be. And there's one that stands up for Israel to speak profoundly, to utter the words of Yah that gives us the assurance of the sharpness of the knife of Yah, Yeshaya. Isaiah says in Isaiah 49:2, hallelujah. Yeshaya 49:2. Yeshaya said, and Yahweh. You all hear that? Yeshaya 49:2. And he has made my mouth what? Like a what? Like a sharp sword. We gotta have them in with the mouths as sharp swords. He has made my mouth as a sharp sword. He says, in the shadow of his hand has he hid me. And made me to a polished shaft. In his quiver has he hid me. He has carefully concealed me. He says, made my mouth as a sharp sword. We need a sharp sword in this hour. We don't need this little pacifying and this little self-soothing message that men are preaching today and talking about being saved. They ain't bringing nobody to Yahshua. Anything a woman, she's going to try to bring a man to. He's going to try to bring himself to a bedroom and treat her like a dog. They ain't bringing nobody to Yah. They hear what they say and they mock that. They go in and just continue in their ways. Yah says that Yeshaya said that he has made my mouth, my fist. My mouth, like a sharp sword. Now, was that what Jeremiah used? I mean, that's what Yehoshua used? Did he use sharp knives and circumcise them the second time? You see, we got to be circumcised the second time, and the third time, the 10th time, and the 100th time. And it takes the sharp word of Yah. It takes a man that has the word of Yah in his mouth like a sharp sword. His mouth must be a sharp sword. That's how the word goes out of the mouth of Yah. As a sharp sword. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Roberts, if it have credence and evidence, it must speak on the same parallel in the renewed covenant. Well, let us look at Abraham, Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4. Hallelujah. You're not saved without a born again, without the circumcision of Yah.
Hallelujah.
I want to read this. The power of the word of Yah, because it saves us. Sure it does. Jahu says in Abraham, Hebrews 4:11, he says, let us labor therefore to enter into the Shah, the rest, lest any man should fail after the same example of Mara, of unbelief. Because we don't believe Yah. Because we don't trust Him. Because we are contentious against Yah. Because we're rebellious against Him. And this is a rebellious generation. It is a generation filled with unbelief. And that's why you're falling. You're falling at the sin. Your heart is not sincere with Yah. Prophets are smoothing. We like sugar daddy preachers that are sweet. They don't raise their voice like me. I'm going to raise mine. I'm going to sound the trumpet alarm in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. I'm going to make my voice sound like a trumpet. Hallelujah. If a coach goes up to a ball player, look, I played every sport in school. I played every sport. And when the coach, when he wanted you to do something, he did not, when he wanted you to do not something, but something, he didn't come to you and say, well, David, now, you know, you take three steps out, pivot right. Dale, you drive to the left, and he'll be open every time because Honeycutt's going to set the pick. Well, I'm taking 10 steps and then pivoting and left. He didn't come to me and say, well, don't, David, don't do it like people get all the of course, you wanted to play too. You wanted to play ball. So it was driven into our minds, all right. You know, most ball players, after they play ball for coaches, they love them. Even the coaches that, you know. Kids coming from homes with no daddies, the old coach become the father. They're saying, I want to thank Coach Smith. They make money. Man, I buy you. No, I'm not going to buy you no SUV. I'm going to buy you one of those. What's that big one they call it? What's that big one? No, Humbers. Buy you one of those. Give your gas card up to $1,000 a month. You just drive it. Because they appreciate that. Look what Yah has done for you. So I appreciate everything He's done. I'm so delighted to rise in the morning. I was lying there this morning. You know, I'm not the type, I don't like to sleep on my stomach. I like to sleep on my side. But of course this side gets, I can sleep on, when I go to bed at night, usually, honestly. I go to bed at night, I don't wake up until it's time to get up. I lay on this, boom, I don't have to get up, use the restroom. I don't care how much water, whatever. You know, bam. Well, this morning I was lying there and I was lying on my chest. But I said, yeah, I'm so thankful that you awakened me this morning. I'm telling you, I really am. And the breath of your life flowed by. I don't need nothing today. I don't need no money. Broke. I'm not disgusted. Broke, but I'm not disgusted with y'all. Oh, what a delight it brings to my life. Hallelujah. Listen. That must be a circumcision. That must be a mule. It must be a cutting back. Shaul says in the fourth chapter in verse 12, listen to this. For the word of Yah, it is quick. It is powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. We need the word of Yah, the sword. Piercing, even the dividing asunder of the nephesh, the soul. Come on, the breath of life that's in us is divide the breath from the body. And rock the spirit. And between the joints and the marrow of the bone. And it is the discerner of the thoughts. And the intent of the lev. We need the word of Yah. Spoken as Yeshaya. That the word will come out of the mouths of the men as a sharp sword. That it may cause the Brit Milai. It may cause the circumcision of our lev. Well, what is the word? It is the representation. It is the bosom. It is the heart of Yah. That He gives unto Israel. He has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save all Israel. Not by this penny-ante teaching that men call themselves teachers. Well, I want to teach you from this. The book of Bereshit. Well, I don't want to offend anyone. Yeah, I intend to offend you. Have you ever offended Yah? You that haven't offended Yah, raise your hand, please. Okay. Yeah, you offended Yah. You just didn't get me, mama. I said, you that haven't offended Yah. Yeah. We all have offended.
I'm in front line, all right. No, you're not even behind me. I'm there. Oh, I've offended him. I brought shame to him. I have. We all have sin.
Yes.
We follow it. Have the honor. Have the honor. Now he tells us to go and sin no more. He said, let the Brit Milan, let the circumcision of the sharp words, let it cut you. And so the word of Yah must be sharp. It must be out of the mouth of men that have the sword in their mouths. It has to be. You cannot even get the fear of Yah. See, that's what the Malach said. This is the everlasting message. This is the everlasting message. In the kingdom there will be no repentance. But this message will be preached in the kingdom. You all hear me? This what this Malach declared on the Yochanan. It shall be declared in the kingdom. This is the everlasting. There's no end to this message. It must be one to fear Yah. Hallelujah. Now you're not going to, no repentance. No repentance in the kingdom. You're going to be right. So this is the everlasting message of fear Yah, whereby we may move into that place where we are of the circumcision, that we worship Him in the Ruach. At any match, our spirits are alive. We are robust. We have a great joy to enter into the presence of Yah. We dance in the Ruach. Our minds are so captivated by the beauty of Yahshua that we're in awe of Him when we see the presence of Yah. We enter into the courts of Yah. We know that He is present because we sense the life of His Hamashiach. Not this little twitty twat mess that's going on. And I'm talking about those that among those that think they know the name.
Hallelujah.
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 This place is not the right because there's people of color here, white folks or black folks or brown folks. The place is right because the Ruach of Yah is there.
Hallelujah.
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 Folks will write me, are there any people of this or do we mix or do we that? We don't mix with no white trash or black trash.
Hallelujah.
We mix with Yisrael.
Hallelujah.
To hell with white trash and black trash.
Hallelujah.
We mix with Yisrael. Hallelujah. If a man listens to me, he'll know what to expect when he meets me.
Hallelujah.
He has to listen though. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You better listen to me first. You understand?
Hallelujah.
You listen to me first. You'll know where I'm coming from. Because there are many that have said, I want to come. The woman right there in Charlotte, she owns a business there, makes money. She said, I can be beneficial to you and you to me. Well, she listens to Pastor Roberts. I don't like what he said there. He said that? Well, it must have been her. They cannot. I have no problem with that.
Hallelujah.
Our correction is the Muzah. The instructions of correction. There's nothing more blessed than that.
Hallelujah.
The Muzah. The Muzah. The Muzah. The Muzah. His instructions of correction.
Hallelujah.
Let me read a few more verses. And I want to close here, right? Really, I do. He said, first of all, His word is quick. It's powerful. It discerns. It's quick. And when Yah says here, look, brothers and sisters, He says that the word look back in Ibrahim. I can't help it because I'm ignorant. I must understand the dynamics of words. He says that it is quick. It is quick. It is mishya. And that word mishya, or the quickness of that, it preserves life. That's what the word of Yah does.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
See, we think of quick, you know, we think it's fat. No. It's mishya. Mishya. It preserves life. It sustains. And not only that, but it recovers from life too, from death. That's all right.
Yeah.
Does that give us a greater understanding of how implicit or what this implies? It does to me. Just to read that quick, come on. I know what we've been taught. But the word of God is quick. Now the word of Yah is quick.
Yeah.
It is Mishya. It sustains life. It produces life. It preserves life. It is the health of life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't need no demon cast out of no prayer of healing if you allow the Torah of Yah to fill your heart. Because it's mape, is health to the navel. The word is health. It is mape. It brings life, health to the navel. And we need that thing there, whether you believe that or not. Hallelujah. And they got the fools pierced in the day, don't they? This is a wicked generation. It's wicked. I want to close with this because I want to continue Yah's will next week or the week, whenever. on this. It says here in Tehillim, this is the prayer of David. Psalms 80 verse 17. Hallelujah. I'll read a few verses and I'm going to close. Listen to this. Psalms 80, 17. David says to Yah, let your hand be upon the man of your right hand. We know that right hand is Yahshua. Upon the Ben Adam, whom you made strong for yourself. For what reason? So will we not backslide from you. That's what it says in your book. We will not backslide from you. He says, quicken. Michiah, Chaya, quicken us. And we will call upon your name. What a man is quickened, the Chaya, the Michiah of Yah, the strength of Yah, he will call upon the name of Yah. I don't care where he is at. He will hallelujah. Hallel, he will sing praises unto Yah. Because it's one thing that the circumcision does when this word is powerful, is sharp. It destroys every element of flesh. And it brings about the mule of Yah. We must be circumcised because it brings death. I want to read this in my closing. Hallelujah. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 66. When you get that, say, amen. 1 Corinthians 15:36. When you get that, say, amen. I want everyone to get that. Is that conclusive? The first two words there, will you all read that concisely together, what it says?
Yahoo.
Say it again.
Yahoo.
You what?
Fool.
You what?
Fool.
So they take that scripture out of text called no man fool. Did he call them fool? And if he went contrary to scripture, he's a liar. That's not what I mean. You call a jackass. I know a donkey, jackass, from a stallion, okay? He says, you what?
Fool.
Did he call them kid Usham?
Fool.
He called them what?
Fool.
Fool. Fool. That's what he says. Fool. He said, you fool. You fool. That which was sown is not quickened unless it die or move. But of the tree, he said, that which is sown, he said, you fool, that which is sown is not quickened except it die. So you have not the life of Yahshua in you unless there's a circumcision, a mul. There must be a circumcision of the lev. And the circumcision brings about death. So you need the word, the sharp word to cut and destroy the element of the flesh. Any man thinks highly of himself, it tells us to think highly of others. If you think that there's a fault in a brother or sister, and if you are that strong, you ought to be that to assist them. Why would you avoid that? Well, that's something that rises up here. Believe me, I'm here. Well, I may not openly say anything about it, but I'm here. I got it. You're just not going to get by. Hallelujah. He said, you fool. You fool. Don't you know in order for it to be made alive, it must die? Did Yahshua die? That we may have life or the quickening of Yah? The circumcision of Yah? That's the only way we're going to have the circumcision. And it must come out of man's mouth that has the sharpness of the word. Out of his mouth, out of the mouth of Yah, a sword comes. You must have that. You cannot have anything to titillate the flesh. We cannot have men titillating the flesh. Prophesying to smooth things. We cannot have that. We cannot. And the reason that we're dying, as Deacon Bailey reminded us during the time of Pishak and the Moedim of Matzvah, Feast of Unleavened, is that Adam and Sheva, Yah says, the day that you disobey me, you shall surely die. You're going to die. They ate from the tree of knowledge of tov and wrath. That's why he said before, it's tov and evil, wrath. People love evil. They love doctors because their deeds are wicked. I don't want to hide nothing, brother. Sometimes Sister Roberts say, Pastor Roberts, I come in your office, the blinds on, that's all right. You can see in there at night. I ain't got nothing to hide. I know. It makes me no difference. Sleep with my door open every night. I sleep with it open. Fool out there, if you want to come, come. But I sleep with it open every night. Scared of what? For what? When the ark comes to take me, that's going to prevent, nothing going to prevent that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is that wise? He said that the Malach encamps about the house of the Bayet of the Siddiq. Well, why not try that and see if he encamps about your house? Or see if you move with fear because of the enemy. So unless we die, unless there's a muth, a circumcision, you can never worship Yah. Some of you are dead every Shabbat, Wednesday. Hallelujah. You have no Chaya, the life of Yah in you, because you don't love Him. His command is that we worship Him in Ruach and Imat, to praise Him, to come into His presence with Torah, to dance. And you don't do that. You're a flat out liar. It's either that He lied in His requirements, and you are not doing that, and you are right. It's either that He's right, and you're a liar. You're the liar. And Yah is right. Hallelujah. It must be. You cannot have a man. You cannot have those that say they love Yah, and then their personality is totally different than what the Word says. We must be shapen by the Word of Yah. And I want to say this to you as a young man, not even knowing the specifics or the specificities of Yah. There was one thing in my heart that I purposed that day. I will never be hypocrite and phony, but I want to be real. And as He's brought me down this path of life, you understand? I have walked circumspectly and faithful as I knew how with Him. I could have gone every way. I could have had a harem of women. And that's a fact. Even in my age now, if I want to do that. And I'm not talking about a slutty hoe either. I'm not talking about somebody that just digging ditches. I could. And that's a fact. But I will never dishonor my Abba. For the riches He has granted unto me, they're greater than a harem of women, than this building full of gold and diamond. I'd rather have Yahshua. Come on, Brother Patrick. Than silver or gold. I'd rather have Yahshua than riches untold. I'd rather have Yahshua than anything that this world affords to give. Listen. Than to be a king over a vast domain, or be held in sin, drag sway. I'd rather have Yahshua than anything than this world affords to give. So that day, Sister Horn, as ignorant as I was, as the old Kirishim would say, I made it up in my mind that whatever it takes, I will please You. I've lost all natural family members and all. But as they would say, that's all right. I lost all contact with relatives and kinsmen. To them, I am a deranged nincompoop. But that's all right. That's all right. I am satisfied with HaMashiach. I'm satisfied with Him. And Him alone am I satisfied. So as they would say, nobody told me that the road would be easy. Come too far to turn around now. I come too far. Hallelujah. This is a wicked generation. Where are the sons? They're punkish and they're effeminate. I hate a punk man. A coward dog. I hate them. I like men. I despise punks. Before Deacon Horn came in last night, I was here praying. I really had to stop and say, Yah, because my mind. I said, Yah, because sometimes, I'll be honest, I was thinking about physical. Your physical response. I said, no, Yah. I was glad when Deacon Horn came. And well, I said, help me, Yah. Hallelujah. There are things that Scripture tells us that men deserve to die. You see, Yah is already destroying them in the rock. They can't receive truth. The woman, too. They'll never receive the life unless there's a great teshuvah. Teshuvah. If you continue to listen to the little fry-leg preachers and those that soothe you in your wickedness, I'll remind that the word is like a sharp knife out of his mouth. Tell to me. Prophesy to me the truth in Yahshua's name. May Yah barak you. Oh, you that are listening. Yisrael. We barak you. We barak Brother Shaul. It's amazing because Brother Shaul is what he was raised in what we call, quote, a Jewish home. Brother Shaul travels the world. I don't know how he does it. The man literally travels the world. Do you understand? And he writes me from all over where he's at. Last week he sent an offering of $500. But I talk like this. You know what he tells me? Pastor Robert, keep preaching like that. Don't change nothing. And he tells everybody where he goes, listen to this man. You must hear him. You must hear what he says. I pray Yah raise up to know me, the prophet. It's not me. I'm telling you. But I will know him when he stands up. Raise up to know me, the prophet. The Elijah, Ruach, and the power of Moshe with the Torah fills his inward part. Come on, choir, you all stand as we close. Hallelujah. Bless all of you, Yisrael, whether you're gathered today. May the shalom of Yah rest upon you all. May He fill your life with greatness and shalom this day. In the mighty, excellent name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom Yisrael.
wonderful shepherd. You granted unto this land. Heal us all. We may be healed from the battles of life. Bless all of our brothers and sisters. Wherever they are. Heal Israel until she is healed. Correct us, Lord. For the mercies that you have shown. We may be delighted. You're all that you grant unto us, we ask. In Yeshua's mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Shalom, Israel.